The Community Spotlight is focusing on foster children in the court system. Colleen Smith with CASA, court-appointed special advocates, is speaking with Circuit Judge Stacy Zimmerman.
So you can explain a little bit about how a CASA is assigned to a case, if you don't mind.
Right. So at the very first hearing, at the probable cause hearing, I will ask if the CASA would be appointed, and then I actually appoint a CASA at the adjudication hearing. So within about 30 days of that child coming into care, if there's a CASA available and there's not a waiting list, then we can get him a CASA.
So you must see a lot of tough days.
I do.
Can you tell me about, you know, some of your, the worst day that you may have had on the bench, but maybe also one of your victories, one of the best days?
So one of my worst days was I had a little girl who had been thrown up against a wall by her mother's boyfriend, and she was about 6 months old, and she had a fractured skull. She was airlifted to Children's Hospital, and they didn't think she was going to survive. She ended up surviving, and then we were worried she was just going to be in a vegetative state. And that was one of the worst days. One of the best things was that she went through rehab, the little baby, and she became a toddler. And even though she had some delays, she got a forever family. And that forever family is a nurse, and the dad is a police officer, and they adopted her. And every Christmas, I get a Christmas card. And the little girl is now around 7 years old, and she's in a forever family. She's blind in one eye. She doesn't have the use of one side of her body, really, but she is having an active and productive and, most importantly, loving life. And so that case really turned around for that little girl. And not only is her forever family a blessing to her, but she's a blessing to that family, and they just love her, and she's doing great. So we have some cases that don't turn out so happily, where a child actually doesn't survive the abuse. And so those are really hard, because when I go home at night, I don't just turn off my radar. And since I've been doing this job so long, you know, I see people that are in court that I knew when they were juveniles themselves. And sometimes it becomes a cycle. And so we're all about breaking the cycle and helping children be in more productive, healthful, loving environments.
Judge Stacy Zimmerman. For more on CASA, NWACASA.org. For archived segments, KUAF.com.